flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got somebody on the phone, Josh? Is there? You said somebody's on the phone and wants to chat with me for my birthday?
Yeah, someone wanted to call in and chime in on the birthday celebration real quick.
All right.
Well, the night is over, brand new day is here. Hey, Shaletta, it's that time of year to wish happy, happy birthday to you. Well, now, oh, sister girl, you are the best. You are better than all the rest. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Well, now, have a fine, fantastic, fabulous day. Do whatever you want to do. See what you want to see. It's your birthday. So happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you so much, T. Michael Rambo. How special do I feel? I get my own song from the one and only T. Michael Rambo, Twin Cities own, Rondo's own. Oh, my God. Thank you for hanging out with me. This is so amazing. Oh, I'm full. I'm full.
You are worthy and deserving, thought the world of, and truly loved by so many, and you bring so much light and so much joy. And I have to say that you are something to behold, and you are a blessing and a gift to all your listeners and the Twin Cities overall. So thank you for being you.
Oh, thank you. And I tell you, we were so blessed this week at the Westminster Town Hall Forum with your gift, hearing you sing and entertain. I mean, people was happy to hear you. They was crying because they got emotional. It's just I just need to know, how are you able to maintain your voice and hold on to that? Because you be singing your heart out and then get to talking and laughing. I'm like, I would need a warm compress and a cough drop. And he is over here just having him a good old time. How do you do that? You just have such a great gift.
Well, I thank you, and I have to acknowledge that it is truly that it is a gift from the divine and the perfect, and I have known for some time that when you have a gift, you have to share it, and that's the way you hold on to it, by giving it away. And that's why I wanted to call and share that impromptu song selection that I created just for you in the moment, because you are that sort of person that is worthy and deserving of all that, a bag of chips, a Dove bar, and a T-shirt.
Well, I just love you, and I can't thank you enough for calling in. You have an amazing weekend, and thank you for blessing me.
You are more than welcome. You as well. Take care.
All right. And speaking of blessing me, I cannot tell you how grateful I am for the folks at AARP Minnesota. We have partnered together on so many initiatives just in the past couple of years, whether it is financial literacy or caregiving. They always make sure that when they are doing things and they are educating people, they are out in community. They make it inclusive. They make it easy to get to. They make it easy to understand. They make it easy to access. So if you can drive, they have events where you can come to. And for those folks who can't get out or don't want to get out, they make it virtual. And so I've been a part of all of those. And it's just amazing to see the community connection, the community engagement, and how they use AARP Minnesota to make sure that everyone has the information, the resources, and the tools they need to live better lives. And so I'm just grateful that Miss Kathy McClear is here in the studio, in the flesh, not in a box. It's so nice to see people in real life. I'm like, oh, she's not in a little box on my computer screen. Hey, girl.
Hello. And it is a gift to be here with you today, Shaletta. And happy birthday.
Thank you, girl. We are the same age.
We are.
Hey. Okay, now when do you turn 53?
Next year. So, because you're turning 52 today.
I'm turning 52 today. Yeah, so you turn 52 in
August.
Okay. All right. Yep. Okay. Okay. So we have to celebrate again. So now you at my job on my birthday. So in August, I'm going to come on over to AARP Minnesota and I'm going to hang out with you for your birthday. So it's just, we got to reciprocate that.
You're welcome anytime. We'll have you anytime, Shaletta.
Now, this is your first time actually being in the studio on the Shaletta Show. You got to tell folks who are not familiar with you what your role is over at AARP.
Yeah, so I'm the state director for AARP Minnesota.
Okay, now what does that mean?
Well, I lead a team of eight, and we work on behalf of the 50-plus all across Minnesota to empower them to choose how they live as they age. And so we do that through our advocacy work. We do that through our community engagement work. And we also empower our hundreds of volunteers across the state to help us do that good work.
And I have been at your events, and when I say empowered, that's exactly what it looks like. The folks, the older Minnesotans who come to your events, who sign up for your workshops, they walk in knowledgeable. They walk in with questions. They walk in with information. And I know that is the goal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you said it perfectly. Our goal is to provide resources and information to people to help them live their best lives. And of course, through our advocacy work as well. But that's the biggest piece is information and resources.
Now, talking about information and resources, I've got Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. And I called over to y'all just kind of talking about the event and, you know, because you all do a lot at the legislature and you work a lot with our elected officials on behalf of older Minnesotans, just to kind of get some tips. You know, because I'm not a legislature person. That's not my thing. Unless the kids are going there for a field trip and I'm chaperoning, I'm not up at the legislature like that. And so we're just chatting it up, me and your team, and, you know, about Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol, which is coming up on February 16th. And y'all jumped right in and said, how can we help? How can we support? And I'm thinking, wait a minute. This is a Black Entrepreneurs Day event. How can AARP play a role in helping small business owners? And then you start explaining to me about, you know, legislation that you're trying to champion and how entrepreneurs need to understand and learn how to save for later. Because the way you work at 25 or 35 or 45 to get your business off the ground is not the way you can work at 65 and 75 and 85. So talk to me about how AARP helps business owners.
Sure. Well, first of all, we're really thrilled and truly honored to be a part of your event for Black Entrepreneurs Day on the Hill. And one of the reasons we do this is because we know that small businesses are just critical to our local and state economy. We also know that older founders, so those who are 50 and older, they own half of U.S. small businesses, and they are the most experienced and the most successful among other owners. Yet, and I don't have to tell you this, yet older small business owners of color face additional challenges and barriers. that can really inhibit their success, such as access to training or access to capital. And ageism even impacts older entrepreneurs when it comes to accessing capital. And so that's why we felt it was really important for us to be a part of this event.
And you were talking to me about some legislation and some things that you will be championing, and you want to make sure that entrepreneurs know about it. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, Kathy and I are going to continue that discussion next. It is my day. I'm doing my show. I'm not going to call in and not go to work on my birthday and miss folks loving on me. And apparently we got a surprise guest on the phone again who wants to wish me happy birthday.
Did you call me or did I call you?
I don't know. I didn't call you. I don't have the ability to call people. They don't even allow me to use the phone here because they know what'll happen. Who is this? I can't recognize the voice.
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Denzel?
It is Denzel. I'm waiting at the house. Finish this radio show and I will be there waiting for you. Happy birthday.
Aww.
All I know is before I met you, I did not have a single gray hair, and now I am filled with gray hair.
Do you have any hair left? If I'm not taking it out, I'm not doing my job. Graying?
Yeah, no, the hair is hanging in there. First of all, I love you. You know that.
I know.
You are a force of nature. You are a force of good. People don't have to agree with everything I say or you say. But you are not an observer, Shaletta. You are in the middle of it. You raise profile of topics which need to be raised. You find issues that nobody is talking about and shine light on it. Your heart is enormous. You're a great mother. The fact that every child goes outside with plastic bubble on them is a bit of an issue. But you do that for the right reasons. And hold on. Somebody's with me and wants to just quickly say happy birthday to you. Hold on a second. Okay, Quinn, go ahead.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Oh, thank you, Q. Oh, my heart is full. My heart. Okay, so my heart is full.
Yeah, she'll come to the house sometime with security, probably.
Yes, and Clorox wipes and gloves and bubble wrap.
I know you're in the middle of something. I just wanted to call and tell you how much our friendship means to me and how I know I can count on you and you know you can count on me, and I love you and the family, and I hope you have a magnificent... You 90 today? 91? How old are you?
92. I love you, dude. Thank you so much.
All right, see you.
All right, and I tell you, it is just overwhelming. My cup is so full from all the folks who have called and left messages on my Facebook and Twitter pages. Kathy Werzer sent flowers to the house. I have just been so blessed today, and I'm continuing to be blessed because Kathy McClear with AARP is joining me in the studio, and you will be at Black Entrepreneurs Day as a partner talking to these small business owners about a couple of things. One of them is Secure Choice. It passed last year. It's going into effect in 2025. Talk to us about that and what you'll be telling the business owners on that day.
Really invested in making sure that those small business owners and their employees have the tools and the resources to retire with financial security. And so during the 2023 legislative session, AARP was really instrumental in advocating for and passing a state administrated retirement savings plan. It's called Secure Choice. And it will help workers save for their future. So you may not know this, but right now, 750,000 workers in Minnesota lack access to a retirement plan on the job. And we also know that workers of color are the least likely to have access to a retirement plan. We also know that workers who have access to a retirement plan on the job through their job, they are 20 times more likely to save for the future. And so what Secure Choice will do, it is a private public partnership, an individual retirement plan, so an IRA that has private investments, but it's overseen by the Minnesota Board of State Investments, and employers, so businesses that have five or more employees who do not currently offer a retirement plan, they'll be required to enroll their employees in this state plan starting January 2025. Now, the plan is voluntary for workers, but it's super easy for businesses to administer, and it doesn't cost the business a thing. And so this is going to go a long way toward small businesses who haven't been able to offer their employees a retirement plan to be able to do so and help them plan for that financial security that they need.
And, you know, that is a game changer because someone is making a decision about where they want to work. And a lot of times small business owners are knocked out of the box, not because the person doesn't want to work there or the salary isn't there, but because they can't save for their retirement. They can't save for the future. And so this helps to level the playing fields, right?
Absolutely. It will level the playing field for small businesses, especially businesses owned by people of color, so that they can attract and retain high caliber employees. And again, we know that these small businesses are just so critical to the local and state economy. So this will be a game changer for sure.
Also, paid family medical leave passed last year, goes into effect in 2026. How is that going to impact small businesses?
Yeah, so we're also committed to supporting small business owners and their employees who are caregiving. We know that most people at some time in their life will be a caregiver. And right now, about 73% of workers are likely providing care to a child or sometimes both, an adult in their family. And balancing those caregiving responsibilities along with being an employee, being in the workforce, can be so challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why AARP, we advocated and helped pass paid family medical leave. And here's the thing that most people may not know, but Minnesota's paid family leave will be one of the most equitable in the nation, and it will help correct some of those disparities in Minnesota by helping those workers with the financial security they need and helping businesses retain the workers and attract new talent so that those employees who do have caregiving responsibilities will be able to take time off of work without sacrificing a paycheck to be able to care for their loved ones.
I am so glad that we have this information because who knew? And when small business owners are looking to the future or trying to figure things out, whether they'll have this available, I'm so glad that you all will be coming and being a part of Black Entrepreneurs Day and letting them know that this information is coming down the pipe. It's available to them and their employees. You know, for me, Kathy, it's all about access and information. If you don't have the information, you can't access it. And how are you going to plan for something if you don't know it's available? And so I'm just so glad that you'll be there that day, that you'll be educating our small business owners, and you'll also be in the rotunda for the rally. Have you thought about what you're going to tell the small business owners when you get a chance to connect with them?
Yeah, well, I'm going to share some of this really important information that we've just been talking about. You know, another thing to note on paid family medical leave that, you know, the costs are shared for that between the employees and the employer. And there's premium support for small business employers. And so some of those key pieces of information on how we can support small businesses going forward. So we're just thrilled to be part of it.
I am too. I swear to you, I did not think when I was putting this thing together to even call you and say, hey, let's find a way for AARP to partner with me to help put on Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. Come and talk to these business owners. I knew that at 52, I'm just starting out with my business, and a lot of the women in my circle, like you said, to your point, who are over 50, who have been in corporate America and who decided instead of fighting for a seat at the table, I'm going to build my own table. We have a talent, right? We have a skill set that, you know, proved to be needed in corporate America, and we're taking that and making it work for us, but we're not necessarily, Kathy, business owners. Like, you start talking about balance sheets and scaling and employees and paid family medical leave and secure choice. I'm a broadcaster. I just want to do my little podcast, right? But these are all things that I need to know if I'm going to have a successful and a productive business, if I'm going to grow and expand my business, and if I want to make sure I have something solid and a firm foundation to pass along to my children.
Yeah. And the other thing I should add is that we also have tremendous online resources. So if you go to AERP.org and just in that little search bar, type in small business resources, we're really committed to elevating the success of minority owned businesses. So that online Small Business Resource Center, it includes a curated list of funding opportunities, programs and resources that can support Black and other minority-owned businesses. And so I would encourage, beyond coming to Black Entrepreneurs Day on the Hill, if there's a small business, minority-owned business owner out there, go to that online Small Business Resource Center on AERP.org, because there is just so much information that you can find to help you access some of those resources that maybe have not been available to you in the past.
And thank you so much for making that available, for making it intentional. And that's what Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol is all about. It's about being intentional. It's about making sure that these stories are highlighted, that these concerns are addressed, that these struggles are explained, so that some legislation can be passed, some political, some financial, and some social capital can be extended to people who have not traditionally gotten those opportunities. So, Kathy McClear, girl, I just, from the bottom of my toenail... Thank you so much for being there, for not only joining me in helping these businesses, but being actually a part of it, staying for the day, talking to the business owners, pointing them in the direction of the resources, giving them the information that they need to make better choices for their companies.
Well, we're really honored to be a part of it. So thank you for the invitation.
You're welcome. And hey, y'all don't go anywhere. I still got to talk to Steve Thompson. You know what? This is how old I'm getting. I'm 52. And I had something I wanted to talk to Steve about, and now I can't remember what it was. Okay, I should have wrote it down. I should have texted or emailed myself or maybe even Steve. I had this great idea this morning, and on my 52nd birthday, I'm already forgetting stuff. Hopefully, during a commercial break, it'll come to me. It is 2:35. Where is my birthday music, Josh? Josh, we're supposed to have birthday music.
Have birthday music. I'm just going with what the boss has put in here for the half hour, the bottom of the hour.
Man, look, you're just gonna have to get wrote up, okay?
That's fine.
We're doing birthday music only. And we should have some like the queen, she's your queen to be up in here, because Jamecia Bennett is here on the Shaletta Show in the studio. Looking, how you wake up like that? It's not fair to the rest of us.
A lot of practice.
Just beautiful. Just beautiful. You look amazing. Always. I've never seen a slip. It's always the lashes and the hair and the bedazzle and the jewel. And girl, you even smell good. I walked into this. I was like, did somebody put some potpourri up in here? It was you, girl.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad to have you on the show. It's been too long since I've seen you.
Thank
you got a lot of ventures going on, but you got this big thing happening at the Ordway.
Yes.
And I was so proud. I rolled by there with my baby because I like my daughter to see theater, and I like for her to see Black women in theater.
Yes.
And your big old giant picture, girl, on the side of the building, girl.
I know.
Okay, you got to tell everybody what's going on at the Ordway.
Oh my God. First of all, shouts out to the Ordway and to the president, Christopher Harrington. This has definitely been in the works for a while, and Rod Katz as well, which is the artistic director. They had made mention to it to me, and we were, first of all, let me just shout out them again, because I was chosen to be the resident artist of the Ordway. So this is the first woman, the first Black woman they've ever done this for. So what a blessing that has been, and what a great position to have. And I'm really excited because now they are doing something with me. So the perk of it, being a resident artist. They are putting this money up for us to be able to do this show and to bring black culture to the Ordway in concert form. And I've been working on this show for about a while. I've been workshopping it at the Dakota and other places, mm-hmm. at Jan Hassen. And to be able to put it on this big stage with all the ideas that I couldn't do at these smaller venues, I am blessed to be able to do it, especially using my dancers, using arts and visuals, my video and visuals. So I'm really excited about that. And also to bring these young people on stage. I have about 12 young people with me.
Wow.
A couple of teachers from the McNally school. And I also have a group of young people that I work with, uh-huh. With my other bands as well, that were caught up in that whole McNally situation. So to be able to give them an opportunity to really step on stage with an artist that is of caliber, what they were working for anyway, even though that situation happened to them.
Right.
It's just been a blessing. So February 23rd is really important to me to bring our people in there and to see all of our beautiful melanin faces, as well as my other family from the Ordway, you know, with Beauty and the Beast and 42nd Street.
You know.
So I'm excited for that.
Okay, we got to tell people February 23rd, Jamecia Bennett and Friends, a night of jazz, blues, and a whole lot of soul.
Yes.
It's going to be heating up that Ordway. Okay, so for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Jamecia Bennett, three-time Grammy Award-winning vocalist.
Yes.
Okay, we said Grammy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I mean, you know, this woman has been on stage with everybody, known all over the world.
Yes.
And I'm so honored that you are here in
this show.
We've got to go Ordway.
Yes.
Go to the Ordway website, ordway.org/events.
Yes.
And you'll see it there February 23rd at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets. They've got good availability. You're going to be singing Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Jill Scott, Chaka Khan. How you put all this together? You got Jill Scott and Frank Sinatra in the same show. You're going to have to break that down for me.
That's because we have three sections of this show. Of course, we're going to pay homage to all of the amazing jazz artists that I love and that I grew up with, and was introduced by my mother, Ann Nesby, as mm-hmm. well as my grandmother, rest in peace, who was also a singer. So I'm going to be hitting up Frank Sinatra. I'm going to be doing a little Ella Fitzgerald, of course, and I'll be doing some Peggy. You know, I'm going to do some of that. Porgy and Bess, do a little bit of that. And Jill Scott, you know, she does hit up jazz, so I want to be able to capture my young and old audience.
Mm-hmm.
And in the blues section, I'm going to pay tribute and homage to Sister Rosetta Tharpe. And I don't know how many saw me in that play at Park Square, but I was able to do that. So I'm going to pay homage to her as well. And then I'm going to do some of my original blues pieces. And then for my soul section, that's when I'm going to go and let loose with some Aretha Franklin. Chaka Khan. We're really going to throw that in there, because I think this city needs a little bit of shaking up.
Yes.
Because this weather is kind of tricking us.
Yeah, it's messing us up. You know, and people are saying, what can I do for Black History Month? How can I celebrate Black history and communities of color? This is a great way. You have put together an anthology of music.
Yes.
And you talked about workshopping this at different venues around town. What has the reaction been like from people who've seen it?
It's been great. Shouts out to the Dakota and Lowell over there, who is a great supporter of me and has always been, as well as the Chan Hassen. I sold out two of these workshop shows for that at the Dakota, and then he brought me back to do it again, and that was a blessing. And I had an opportunity to break the ice at Chan Hassen to do the show there, and it turned out really, really great. So I'm really excited to and I also did it for the Twin Cities Jazz Festival. I did that. I headlined that, and I was like, I'm gonna try this over here, and it was amazing. So after seeing it a couple of times, Ordway was like, yep, we need to really, really.
Girl, with them two sold out shows, I know they was like, get her over here right now. So for anybody who is listening right now, who say, you know what, yep, February 23rd is clear, 7:30 p.m. is clear, I can get a babysitter, or I can bring the kids with me.
Great Valentine's Day gift.
Yes. what are they going to get? What is the one thing that you think that they'll be like, oh my God, this is, I'm taking, they come back and be like, oh my God, this is the one thing that.
I think they're going to get definitely some history.
Okay.
Being able to, I think we are so cluttered now in radio when it comes to music, where we hear a lot of pop, we hear a lot of rap, we hear a lot of R&B or whatever. We never get an opportunity to really, from a younger artist's perspective, to hear the jazz and their interpretation and blues, and these are the roots of music.
Yeah.
So I want to pay homage and be respectful and tribute these artists that are the reason for all of this other music that is transcending on the radio right now. So I'm really excited that they get to take some of this music with them and go do some research about it. And
yeah.
So when you listen to the radio, you're like, oh, that's not her song, that's her song. And I grew up in a family of music, and so now I hear songs on the radio, I'm like, girl, they think that's Mary J. Blige's song. That is Chaka Khan's song. You know, so to be able to, you know, really, really dig into this music, dig into the artists and who they are, I'm really excited to do that.
Okay, folks can go to ordway.org/events, get tickets now. There's a good availability February 23rd at 7:30 p.m. and tickets start at $32. This is a great Valentine's Day gift.
Yes.
I'm going to have my kids buy for me for my birthday. That's my birthday. So yes. I'm going to have kids buy me. You know, you can get really good. There, look, folks already trying to call to get the tickets. I done told y'all to stop calling me on the phone. People forget I'm on the radio. They're like, somebody tell me, I want some tickets. You go to the ordway.org. Girl, people... You know, that's how you know you're having a good conversation on the radio. When people think they in the conversation and they pick up the phone in the middle of your radio show and call you talking about, how can I get tickets? Girl, you know we talking some good stuff over here.
Oh, my God. This is going to be so great, because, Charlotte, I know I'm going to hear you in the audience, because I hear you wherever I am. And thank you so much for supporting me in everything that I do.
Oh, my God.
My family, everything.
You are
definitely a part of our journey, and I am so pleased. And I brought you some gifts, too. So.
You did? Okay, I'll take the ring you got on. I'll take the necklace. You keep that hat. I want the ring. Look, I got a Jamecia hat, and she pulling out. What all do you have? She knew it was my birthday. She brought treats. Oh, some Sounds of Black, some 50 Years Bedazzled Sounds of Blackness, and the Jamecia hat.
50 years.
Girl, see, you done made my birthday.
Happy birthday, and we love you. That's from Sounds of Blackness as well as myself.
I love you, too.
I love you, too.
Love you. And thank you for coming and running over here to be in the studio with me to bring these treats. And y'all be sure,
please,
February 23rd, 7:30 p.m., select your seats, ordway.org/events. Look for Jamecia Bennett and friends, a night of jazz, blues, and a whole lot of soul. We love you, girl.
I love you, too. And I love you, too, Ordway family and all the theater families in the Twin Cities. Thank you.
Yes. And y'all stick around. We've got more to come. It is 2:50. It is my birthday, 52 years old today, and I can't think of anybody better to celebrate it with than my friend Steve Thompson. Hey, Steve.
Happy birthday, Shaletta. I heard that Chad Hartman called into the program today. Oh, my.
On a Saturday, honey. You know I must be somebody that Chad Hartman picked his phone up and called the station on a whole Saturday.
That is cool.
And declared his love for me as much as we fight.
I am surprised, with as well as you know the governor, that he didn't make it Shaletta Brundage Day.
You know what, Steve? You done messed up. You know I'm about to go by his house. Knock on the door. See, why are you gassing me up? You know you going to get me in trouble. I'm going to go right to his house as soon as I leave the station, because I got to pass it up. It's no way not to pass up St. Paul on your way to Cottage Grove when you leave in Minneapolis.
I'm going to have to pass by and find out. Find out.
Tell me, do you have some paperwork in there with my name on it? Because if not, you need to.
That is exactly right. You have been all over the media. I know you make that regular appearance with Chad on Friday, but I've seen you on TV and this and that. I saw a story on Fox 9.
Well, you know, I'm doing my Black Entrepreneurs Day. And so everybody's doing stories on it, because I'm not supposed to say anything, because they told me not to say nothing. But Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. She
really?
I'm not supposed to say anything, Steve.
No, no.
They told me not to say anything. But yeah, I got a note from her scheduler, some young lady named Sophie. And she said we would like an agenda and some more information about Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol.
Very nice.
And I said, well, yeah, I can get that for you. Give me just a minute. But, you know, Steve, we in news, we have a structure, but, you know, if something happens or something, you know, so I don't really, I try to keep the day loose because if I look out in the audience and see somebody, I might call them up to tell their story or something. But, you know, if she's coming, they want an agenda. They want to know who's talking so they can vet the people and make sure they're not, you know, wanted for anything, you know, because they got to, you know, watch who she's speaking with. You know what I mean? So they need names of folks. And, you know, sometimes we don't operate like that. So I was like, hey, if I got to put an agenda together to get her to come, fine. Here's the list of names. I'm hoping there are no felonies in this list. If there are, we'll boot them out. I have no problem with that. No problem with that.
Yeah, it is amazing the momentum this has gained.
Oh, and my God.
Tribute to you.
You know, this was just a dream. Remember, yeah. I was telling you about this, and I was like, we're going to do this and this and this. And you're like one of those people that, like, when I have just an idea, I tell you. And you always, no matter how crazy the idea is, you never say, Shaletta, that is not possible. You know, and we all need a Steve Thompson in our life, somebody who's going to gas us up and get us excited about our crazy, I can't believe it's not butter ideas. Who ever thought to have hundreds of Black entrepreneurs at the Capitol to lobby legislators? Whoever thought they could get an RV to fall out the sky? You know, I remember you and I were in here and those kids were severely autistic. And I said, Steve, one day my babies are going to get better and I'm going to tell their story. And that's how I'm going to make my living. Do you remember that night?
Oh, for sure. And I think when it comes to this day and about getting to the Capitol, in reality, You think of all the big businesses that operate in the state, and we're grateful for that. But the backbone of our economy, this state and every state in the union, are small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where I work during the week, full-time job in Brooklyn Park, surrounded by other small businesses. And those are real jobs and real businesses helping people create real wealth here in our community, not somewhere else, not around the country, not multinationals. And granted, they're important. Those are good jobs as well. But small businesses are so important to growing and building wealth right here at home.
And people don't have the best interest of small businesses in the room. When they're making decisions and they're cutting up that pie, Steve, everybody's got a lobbyist at the Capitol except for small Black business owners. Yeah. And that's when I said, you know what? We can lobby for ourselves. I don't even want nobody to talk for me. I want to be able to talk for me. And the thing for me, Steve, is if I got a light and I got connections, I want to make sure that other people around me have the same access. Because like you said, I can go to the governor and say, this is what I need for Black business owners. I can say, this is what you need to do and let him make the best choice for the state of Minnesota, right? But,
well,
you
sure.
know, what about all these other people who don't have that kind of access? Why not bring them along?
And it all gets into creating trade industries and creating the wherewithal to get lobbyists and people that can spend time at the Capitol promoting your interests. I work full-time in the printing industry, and there is a trade organization, Printing Industry Midwest, and they do a great job. But they have people not only in St. Paul, but at state capitals all around the Midwest, making sure that the interests of, for instance, the printing industry. And I think that's the natural outgrowth of what you're creating here, is an organization that will be at the Capitol every day of the session representing these interests. That's the next step.
That's got to be the next step.
Absolutely.
Because we can't keep going and rallying and talking and then wait another year. So we're going to have to put
busy.
Our money together. Yeah!
That's right. So the next step is getting that organization built And you're well on your way.
Well, that's the hope. And you know what? Speaking of well on the way, you and I remember talking to you about pickleball, and you said, oh, my gosh, Shaletta, this thing is going to take off. And I'm like, but, Steve, there's no way for this to take off. It's a goofy-looking little sport. It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand it. Steve, every time I look at something that has anything to do with pickleball, I think about when you tried to tell me how important this new sport was going to be. Last night on SportsCenter, top play of the day with all the NBA and college basketball and dunking and gymnastics, number one play of the day was a doubles pickleball tournament.
I wish it would have been an early investor in all these clubs that are being set up. But really, I think people want to be active. But tennis courts are so damn big, mm-hmm. and there's way too much running involved. Where pickleball is, you know, smaller court, not as much room to roam, especially when you get older. It's a phenomenal idea.
Yes, it is. We should have invested, Steve. We should have rolled our nickels and put it together. Well, you're coming up next. Have a great day, my friend. I will be thinking about you while I'm eating my cake and ice cream.
Happy birthday.
And thank you all for joining me and listening. And don't leave. Don't go anywhere, my friend. Steve Thompson is coming up next.